Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. It's a Saturday. It's a wet Saturday here in South Florida where I'm at. It is rainy and blustery and wet and very spring-like all day, very windy today. And so I've been inside working all day. I normally get to do some stuff around the yard and whatnot, but not today. That's fine. Nothing wrong with getting some inside work done. But I am glad to be taking a break from that and doing the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a fantastic show lined up for you tonight. We've got a killer guest. He's very, very cool. He's got a new movie out. It released to 100 theaters last night. We had some of the cast and crew on last night. And the man with the plan, the man behind it all, I'd like to welcome tonight Mr. Anthony Caruso. Anthony, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Jamie?
Good, good. I hope I pronounced your last name right. I might have messed that up.
No, it's good. Caruso, good.
Oh, awesome. Wow, we're cooking with grease today. I love it. Hey, Anthony, first off, I'd like to apologize. We were supposed to have you on the show last week before all of this happened, and we had some technical issues here at the studio, and we've got them all resolved now. But thanks for being patient with us. I really appreciate that. I understand
no worries,
it's been a crazy week for you. I imagine it is, huh?
Yeah, it has been. We just got back from London where we won Best Film, the London Film Festival. And my daughter won for the second time in a row Best Supporting Actress. Been now getting ready for the release, and it's been a long week.
I can imagine. Well, not bad. You know, Anthony, it could be worse. Jet setting around the world, winning awards, have a new film released. You know, I mean, I didn't hear digging ditches anywhere in there, so it's a good thing.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you're
man.
Right.
Living
the
life.
Dishes, that was once upon a time. Yeah.
I hear you.
No.
Well, you know, we all have. And the good thing about that is I don't know about you, Anthony. I can definitely tell when I meet somebody, not just in entertainment, but in business in general, who hasn't. You know, I'm like, oh, that guy's got some lessons to learn. I don't want to be around learning them. I remember them. Oh, man. So this is cool. We had some of the cast and crew on yesterday, and we were talking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know, you know, I got the press kit. I watched the film, loved the film. Me and my fiance watched it. We really enjoyed
Thank
it.
You.
I had no idea about all this backstory with this film. This is one of those crazy deals that was up and down and then happened, you know? Man.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, it was. Well, just like everything, right? It's a business, and it has its ups and downs. And like you said, exactly, I'm the same way. You get by people, and you know which ones you have to stick by and which ones you have to just part ways really, really quick. And unfortunately, this was one of those times. I had to part a lot of ways.
Anthony, I've been there. There is nothing worse. I was just talking to a friend who's going through a similar, going through one of those ups and downs, those peaks and valleys. And then they lost a little, not a ton of money, but it was a lot to them. And, you know, if it's on in the street, you pick it up. It was probably about 10 grand. And I, they were very upset about it. And I was, you know, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. You try to hedge your bet so you win more than not. At least I do. I was given that cheeky advice. Well, be glad it's not $11,000. You know, it could have been a more expensive lesson. which is very easy to roll off your tongue, but unless you're, when you're experiencing it, it ain't fun to hear, you know?
Right,
so this is one of those
right.
deals. Now, did you, now I know you co-wrote, you acted, you produced this film. Did you start, were you one of the principal co-writers at the beginning of this journey? Because this was kind of the little film that could. Your final
yeah.
director mentioned yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, originally it was someone else that wrote it, and it was one of those that, you know, stories about parting your ways, right? It didn't have it.
Right.
So I just, yeah, I just bought the rights to it. Yeah, just then, just grabbed it, and then started working on it, and just had some ideas, and then my daughter stepped in and started helping me, and with her professor Ron Hansen, which he's a pretty well known screenwriter, and he did so they took it on as a project in class to help kind of on the editing side of the script as well, and ideas here and there. And I just did it at showing pieces. We put pieces together, and I get some friends, and I just listen. And if they had any questions or anything, then I'd answer it. Answer it in the film. I do some editing, recutting it, and then that way. So I tried to take all the questions out of the film and make the story flow at that point. And
nice.
No, it turned out well. It turned out well. I'm happy with
it. Oh, yeah.
So I hope I'm not.
It's fantastic. I love this
Thank
film.
You.
This was great. I really enjoyed it. I, you know what? We sat down, we watched it, and it, I was telling Eric and everybody yesterday, I thought about it
mm-hmm.
for a couple days. You know, it stuck in my head, mm-hmm. and I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade, and I was sitting here working on a painting and
mm-hmm.
thinking, having an mm-hmm. internal monologue about this film. And that, to me, is a good piece of art. You know, that is. When it gets your gears going, that's important. Because a lot of stuff doesn't,
right.
you know.
True. You say it's almost like the same as saying, you know, all press, good and bad, is good as long as they're talking about you. It sticks in your mind, right?
Right.
Sticks in your mind. You know, the good one's better. Like, you liked it. That's great. And it sticks in your mind. I had quite a few people at the festival say that, too, that when they watched the screening of it at the festivals, at all three, they said the one thing they thought about it, and it really, they remembered certain things, which is good, the way they talk about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I was, like I said, I had Eric on and everybody yesterday, and we were talking, and mm-hmm. he was mentioning, he goes, well, you know, given the situation and how it came together, it's, you know, some people online might have said it was, they felt it was a little disjointed. And I thought about
mm-hmm.
this after the show, and I wish I would have told him this during the show. I remember hearing that about Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Well, he shot it out.
It's funny.
You mentioned,
I didn't mean to interrupt, but what you just said is what my composer, when I brought in to Misha Segal, the first thing he heard, it was an Italian producer that did it. And he just went through and he goes, huh, Tarantino's doing family faith-based films now? Because he just started, he didn't know who it was, who the producer was. And you're the third one that actually said that, you know, in the style, which that's what I purposely went for at that point. Because I
right.
knew what I had. I like you said, your friend was 10. I wish it was 10 grand, but yeah. But it was a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, with the scenery and everything we did. And we just, I go, you know what? This is the only way to do this thing. I'm going to make a style to it, and that's going to be my style. And just have it.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what, yeah. Yeah, the fade to and the sequences, they're all followed, but it's just had you waiting. That's what they said at the festival to the audience. It just made you wait. You didn't take your eyes off the screen and you didn't lose track of it. You wait for the next sequence.
Exactly. You know, I mean, and it's and sometimes that building anticipation is, you know, people pay a lot of money for that. You know, that's an important thing. It's good.
Thank you.
I told Eric, and you know, yesterday we were talking a little bit about some of these online people. You know, there's going to be crazies. It's the internet, you know.
Well,
there's
yeah.
people out there that believe the earth is flat.
Right,
you know? I mean,
right. My father always told me, keep away from religion and politics and you'll be all right. Nobody will talk about you. And as soon as you touch one of those, then everybody, you're going to have, right?
So, well, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the cool thing, too, I liked about this film. You know, and we mentioned there is spirituality. This is a faith film, but it's not one that, you know, when people hear that faith-based term, they think of something comes to mind that this isn't. It definitely takes you on a journey. It's got something to say along those lines, but it doesn't hit you over the head or anything with it. This is a good action adventure film. And, you know, I don't see a lot of action adventure faith-based films out there, Anthony. You know,
I think Stallone said, I think I invented it.
It's fantastic. You know, I'm sure somebody took old Al Hitchcock aside at a party and went, a killer that lives in a hotel by himself and dresses up like his mom? What is that? Nobody's going to watch that.
Right.
You know?
Dress up like his mom, has a mommy thing. Yeah, nobody's going to watch that. But that's
here
the whole...
Here we are.
Yeah, you can't do... we're independents. When you're a studio, you could remake Frozen 20 times and people are going to see it because you have hundreds of millions behind you in P&A, right? We can't do that. You have to, independents have to be different. You have to be different and then hope it goes well, right? Different in a good way.
No, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I find fascinating, well, number one, and I want everybody, all the listeners to know, I like this film. I give it, you know, two thumbs up, whatever that means. But I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And I want everybody, we've got links and everything, and I want people to check it out and everything. It's available through Avail Entertainment, and this is a good movie. Then I learned about the journey of this project, Anthony, and you could make a movie about that. You know, it is, it's a real testament. Man, I'm telling you, I've been around a little bit. I don't make movies. I haven't made the movies, but I've seen deals go bad, and, you know, it says something to get in there like you did, dive right in the water and save this thing. You know, you and David and Eric and everybody and everybody involved got in and pulled the plane up. And, man, I tell you, my hat goes off because I know that's not always an easy journey or an easy thing to do.
No, the easy thing is to walk away. The easy thing is to walk away, like they say, cut my losses, go on to the next one. But I can't do that with people behind me. If it was all me, I'd make the decision. But when there's people that involved, and I could have never done that, walked away, and it cost me a lot of time and everything else. But I did it. I had to. I didn't have a choice. Like they are, even the people behind me are saying, you know, you're just, and they know. I say 3 or 4 days without going to bed. Straight, even till now, just project being at the theaters. But it's an obligation. There's no other way. For me, there's no right and wrong in that. There's only one way. It's the right way to do it, to respect, you know, people that believed in me.
Absolutely. And you know what? The next time, I'll tell you something, and you know this, maybe the listeners don't. The next time old Anthony has a project going and maybe something gets a little shaky, because let me tell you, every deal, no matter whether it's a movie or, you know, you're opening up a bakery downtown or whatever, there's things that come up and happen in every deal. But those people, Anthony's got the track record of getting it done, bringing it home, baby, and making it happen. 100 theaters this weekend, opened in 100 theaters, and for an independent film, Anthony, I mean, that doesn't always happen. That's rare for that. I mean, usually maybe video on demand, you know, if it gets even that, an accomplishment. But theater, this is a big theater, you know, where people go in and eat popcorn and watch this thing. And it's just...
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hellbabe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
And then you've got a PG-13 rating. I mean, just getting a rating on a film, they don't hand those out, folks. You don't just call up
Believe me, I know what's behind that. I know they just don't hand them out. We went back and forth. Yeah. It was like the OK Corral there for a bit. You know, it really was.
But
you're right.
The difference
but I didn't
is
do it.
You don't see that on every independent film. Every independent film, most don't have a rating because they can't go through that, you know. Anthony,
right.
It happened. I'm impressed, Anthony. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the best compliments are that from you and from the people from the little town of Riverdale where I grew up in the Central Valley. And today on Facebook, the guy from the little town that could, you know, the great, you know, it's just a lot of compliments and a lot of those people were involved. And those are the people I always stay around. Those and the cast, I tell you, the cast, the ones I had, John Schneider, I mean, we're just great friends. Michael Paray until this morning, 4:43 this morning, because he was in Florida. Right by you, I think. He's just in Florida. He's in Dallas.
Yeah.
He calls me 4:43 in the morning. These people know I don't sleep, so they know it doesn't bother me. It's call me in the morning.
Right.
You know, Eric and David and Yancey, every one of them and the crew and Stephen Williams, just Stephen Williams, one time he stopped me on Rodeo Drive, didn't even know it was me because I wasn't even there in the shoot and he liked my car. And he stopped me at a stoplight.
You do have an awesome car. I've seen pictures.
Thank you. Thank you. And that was the one. He goes, he stops at a light. I didn't even know it was him because, you know, who would have thought in the middle of, I'm in L.A. I was going to the hotel, to the Wilshire.
Right.
And he goes, he said something like, to the words, he goes, tell me, I got about 10, 20 Mercedes. I don't remember what he says, what I've owned. And he goes, but I've never seen that. I saw the logo. He goes, what is that? And I said, it's an edition one. They only made 200 of them. And he goes, man, that thing, when you got on it around the turn, he goes, oh, he goes, and I go, wait. Then he was pulling off. I go, wait. I know you. And then he smiled, of course. He's an actor, Stephen Williams. Come on. He's like, he smiled.
Right.
He recognized me, right? I go, no. You worked for me. And then kind of, oh, what? I go, yeah. In the desert, Emerald Run. because I wasn't there the day of that shoot. I was supposed to be with him that day, and I had to come back to the Bay Area. So we've never really saw each other. He goes, Anthony Caruso? Because you figured who else I work for, the Emerald Run.
Right.
Because, yeah, pulled over. We pulled over. We stayed about an hour, almost 2 hours talking cars and this, and they give me his home number, cell number, and everything. He's got to come and see. Just great people. And that's what made it happen. Everybody. Not me, but everybody.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Yeah, that's got to be a good feeling, too, when you're working on a project. You're an actor or a best boy or whatever. And, you know, the executive producer pulls up and in a car like you're like, well, that cat knows what he's doing. I feel in good hands.
Right.
We're going to be okay.
Right. Yeah.
We can get groceries this week. That's fantastic.
Right. No, and everybody, like you said, they were on there doing their interviews with you. They've just been it's for all of us, of course, right? It's for all of us, but they're doing it. And I'm really happy with that.
Absolutely.
That's the feeling.
Absolutely. And the folks over at Avail Films, Avail Entertainment, they're on it too, man. They're posting a lot on social media, as they should. You know, they're in this project, and man, they are not sloshing around, though.
The poor guys, until this morning, I always chew them out, and they know. And this funny, because Jay, he'll text me, like when I was in London, he knew because I was doing the festival, and I had my businesses going on, and then he'll back off the texting, and then we'll talk like a few hours later, and he goes, I know, I didn't get into you because I know how you are, so I let you cool down, I let you relax, and then we talk. He goes, I already know you, and I really feel sorry because they are doing a great job, you know, him and Asif and everybody involved in Avail. They're doing a great, great job, and it's just and they understand that. Yes, I'm Sicilian.
Well,
my temper's as long as a matchstick.
Sir, let me tell you, I have a fiance that's of Italian and German descent.
Oh boy!
I hear you. There's
good
a
man.
Lot of yes, here,
brave
my
man.
Wife. I can't complain. Everybody in our house. Even our fish are a little chunky. She's a hell of a cook, too. Everybody's a little chunky around here. Which is awesome, South Florida. But, yeah, it's cool. You know, it's cool. Now, we're obviously, you'd mentioned your daughter. Now she stepped up and did some contributing writing on this film as well, right? How did that come about? Did you just call her up and say, hey, get in here.
Well, see, my daughter is basically like a lot of my clients say, it's just basically the female version of me. We're just up 2-3 in the morning, and I'll be working on that. And, you know, I was just going through trying to piece it together, not even before starting to write it, right? Just trying to lay it out because we put a rough cut together of what we had, and now we're picking up again. And she just, I could tell, she just, she wanted to help, and not that she contributed, she wrote most of it. I gave her the ideas, and she did writing to be I'd just be more of the story editor because she did the hard work and took it, like I said, to her professor that luckily, you know, like you said, when everything falls in line, we have Ron Hansen, right? You know, that's finished another movie with Casey Affleck, and you know, he helped us out. And what a pleasure, you know, he's such a great person too. He went to the screening we had a private screening on the 24th of January, and he was one of the first ones after the movie. He had to take a picture with me, and then he just said how much he enjoyed the film, and that's a great compliment. That's a great compliment.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Anthony, if you weren't a, you know, a faith guy, there's obviously a lot of arrows point in that direction with this whole project, you know. And I think you have somebody looking over your shoulder, maybe.
You really understand the film, and I'm happy when somebody speaks like you with a heart that is really happy, because I didn't want to, and by no means am I the overly religious. In fact, it's my wife keeps me in line on that part, you know, takes me to church on Sunday.
Right.
And we're raised, because we're Italian, we're raised Catholic, of course, you know, that's, there's no two ways about it. And I wanted to seem just like my life is pretty much, and I am that John every once in a while in church. I shouldn't even say it, but I am the guy on the phone or answering my messages and not paying attention. And I wanted just to make it like that. And again, it wasn't pushing the religion. Like one of the articles came out that was really, really, you know, I don't even want to mention it. You know, just surprise, just pushing. And I wasn't. I mean, it's just normal for my family. We went to church on Sunday, and I was that guy on the phone. And then, come on, anybody who finds themselves in the middle of the desert, I don't care if you're no belief in that, you're going to turn around for to a greater power. And because nobody sees me anyway, right? So, yeah, so, yeah. And that's what basically he did. It was until he was alone that he did, and then he didn't really change, right? Because at the end, you know, he kept most of the money. He was going to keep it all, actually. And so, no great miracle there, but it was just like Vernon Wells, which, by the way, is another great man. You know, we had dinner together. Just a great actor and a great person himself. On his line that he said, you know, when he said, I was driving down, and then this, he holds up the cross, you know, the reflection, the sun off of that, you know, was it just that, the reflection, or was it something else? And just leave it up to the audience.
Right.
You know, luck or something else. So, yeah.
Absolutely. It's, you know, the universe is a big place, and if you think you got a beat on it, you don't, you know.
Yeah. Not even close.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I liked about this film, though, is it was relatable. And I'm not saying everybody has these experiences, you know, hey, let's do an Emerald deal, you know. I mean, it reminded me of a particular situation that I passed on. But it's hard, you know, you need money and temptation of easy money is very, it's tempting, you know.
Oh,
but you
got to
weigh the outcome.
Right.
You know, you got to weigh it. Things usually.
You're going to pay the piper.
You know?
Yeah. Sure thing, taxes and death, right? There you go. That's about the only thing.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great film, and it's a lot of fun, and I don't want people to, you know, even with the PG-13, I don't even know why it got that. If you want, not that I'm the expert on movie ratings or anything.
I had to fight to even get that one. It was going to the.
Really?
You wouldn't believe this. You wouldn't believe this if I tell you, because to me it was always, you know, max PG. I go, you know what? They could maybe try to argue at PG-13 when JJ Avail. When I got on him that one time, I said, no, he came back and he said, two out of three said one, they had two in there and they said one PG and one PG-13 and one PG. I was thinking, he goes, no, one R. And I said, you know, I'm not even going to say it on the radio, but
right.
there is no way.
I don't think it deserves an R rating. I don't think at all. Maybe I saw a different version than they did, but. What I saw, certainly.
Yeah, maybe we all did. Maybe they saw a version that I didn't see either, and I can't made the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, you can never tell, especially on when there's a few people making a decision on any type of business deal. You know, you run the risk if somebody's having a bad day, they just found out their wife's leaving them or husband's leaving them or something. You know, who knows? You know, their kid got into a fight.
I've got a traffic ticket that way once, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He gets
the
guy absolutely.
Having a bad
absolutely.
Day. He's having a really bad day.
And you ain't going to win that. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's what, you know, I get real nervous about deals like that sometimes when I've got a lot of money in it. But I'm glad it worked out. And even with PG-13, this is a good movie. And I want our listeners to know, you know, this is a fun movie. Give a good message, and you know, there's some hella scenes in the desert with some doom buggies are pretty cool, man.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Mm-hmm. The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
I can tell you're a car. Have you always been a car guy, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. 2 years old. I've told the story a million times. Walked into like a little, well, at the days, right, we lived in the little Italian section of San Jose because my parents were immigrants from Sicily. So I didn't even speak English until I was 5 years old when I went to kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know English existed. So I went into the store and, you know, the kids were buying comic books. There was a little stand there at the end. And my dad kind of, he always, little, he had, right? And to make me happy, mm-hmm. His little boy. And so he goes over there and he goes, you know, in Italian, of course, you want one. And I said, yeah, yeah. And I pick up Hot Rod Magazine at 2 years old. Hot Rod Magazine. And that was it. I know I've always.
That kind of was very telling.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat it. My first car, when I got out of college, I moved to San Diego, and mm-hmm. I got a 74 Jaguar XJ12, and I just thought I was the coolest. Mm-hmm. I'm riding, you know, driving along the Pacific Ocean in my Jag, that mm-hmm. I could actually see the fuel gauge move in. That's how bad of a car that was. It wasn't cheap to fix, you know. Working on cheapo, you know, cars. You know, you buy a car for a couple hundred bucks. Yeah, a starter mm-hmm. for this thing used was a couple hundred bucks. You know.
No, it's. You know what? I even teach the kids that right now we're doing. I had to buy not the one you see there in the film because we actually had another. I had a '69 Chevy pickup, and mm-hmm. We used it for some scenes, and then it got cut for reasons that we changed, casting areas and right. everything. The bubble, you know that story. And but with my boys and even my daughter, we've been restoring it, and a '70 Boss 302 Mustang we're restoring.
Oh, nice.
And just so they could.
Nice car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one's nice. And they're so. It's basic, and the kids are surprised how easy it is when I tell them, here's a distributor, here's this. Then you open up one of our other new cars and you look at it. Oh, my. There's a plastic cover, and forget it. You can't. You can't even change the oil.
No, it looks like an M.C. Escher painting, you know? It's crazy.
It's sealed it. Plug in your computer and let me know what's wrong with this thing.
That's how it is, you know. My gal's got a Kia Soul, you know, just a little, it looks like a modern mm-hmm. model Kia, just a basic Kia Soul.
Yeah,
it took me 30 minutes to mm-hmm. take a battery out of it one time. Because there are two little clips on the bottom. I was embarrassed, you know. She's looking at me.
And God forbid you break one. And God forbid you break one because you'll never find it.
No. You can't go buy it. Oh, man.
No.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, they sure are fun to drive. Mm-hmm. They sure are fun to drive now.
That one I got to give because I don't even really let them. I mean, if we want to drive together with the other ones, that's fine. But by themselves, because they're not used to it, there's no traction control, no ABS braking. They don't even, people nowadays say, what does that mean? Well, yeah, because you pound on your brakes and you can stop over there. You pound on them and you're dead. You're going to lock slide, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, they park themselves now, too. That's another thing they start doing. You know, the self-parking. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You don't know how to park.
I showed that to somebody the other day. They didn't believe me. Actually, it was a while back. One of my good friends, Richard, he has a Class A, so he drives rig rigs, right? So we're in my Mercedes SUV, the GLS, and we're in Solvang. We went down there to see my son Santa Barbara, and he keeps me company. He's always been like a brother to me. And there's a spot, and I said, okay, we'll park right here. I didn't know where he knew where we were going. I said, is it close? Yeah, yeah. Well, here's a spot because the P came up, and he goes, you sure you're going to make it in there? I mean, because it's like a, no, the car says it's going to make it. So I said, watch this. And I let go of the steering wheel, and it does it fast. That's what scares people, is it really spins the wheel and gets you in there fast. He gets out after the shock, kind of like a shell shock, and looks at the other side and goes, because you got a tape measure? I said, why? And he says, I think there's only an inch and a half from the front wheel from the curve and an inch and a half from the back wheel. He goes, parked it perfect in here.
Yeah, that out. Lasers, buddy. Lasers. It's the picture.
I know.
It's crazy. It is.
And unfortunately, it makes it easy for a lot of people to drive, but when they get in certain situations, we get those big old pileups because people, really don't know how to control the cars anymore. Cause does everything under normal circumstances.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I can see you. Like,
absolutely.
You like cars too, don't you? You're a little bit of gear yourself, aren't you?
I grew up in Metro Detroit, so, Motor City. That's what we did for fun.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way, Anthony. Half my friends were stealing cars, the other half were working on them.
My father actually worked at the Ford Motor when they were making the Mustangs here in San Jose. It was San Jose called this now, but they used to make the cars here in San Jose. A lot of the Mach 1s and the Shelbys were made here.
Oh,
back in the days in the 60s.
They were put together real well, and it's just a lot of good design work in there. A lot of little design elements on the Shelby that are just makes sense, it's brilliant. And that car wasn't over engineered. And you got me far afield. We have to let people know. Emerald Run is out at over 100 theaters across it. That's right. No, but there's some cool chase scenes in this. I like a good chase scene, everybody complains about Michael Bay blowing stuff up. I like a good explosion once in a while.
It changes it up
a little. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not everything can be the notebook.
No. Life is not a notebook, I tell you. It's a big chase.
That's right. You got to survive it, baby. You got to survive it. It's on our toes. Well, one of the great things about this film is, like I said, it's out, and it's also out. It's not just at the theaters right now, right? It's also people can get this on their phones and whatnot.
Just
at the theaters right now. Okay. Yes. If you see somebody watching this on their phone, slap it out of their hand, ladies.
Yeah. Well, you call your buddies in Detroit, and you make sure that you can
have
the other half.
That's right. They'll come with a hammer.
Lockout.
You don't want that to happen.
Sicilian, right? we have the 90-day lockout when we do the release. Yeah, because we did over 10 major markets. So we have a 90-day lockout. So from yesterday, 90 days. Until it could go onto video, DVD, and so it gives us some time to make a decision which route. Yeah,
that's smart, because if I owned a movie theater and I had this movie playing at my movie theater and people were on the bus watching it, I would be a little annoyed, to be honest.
It's fair. Yeah. It's fair to them. It kind of, to me, when I first heard that, I go, oh, man, you hope you could keep it in theaters 90 days, right? But that usually doesn't happen. But like you said, they do. They've gone over 90 days. And at least the theater owner, because, of course, for me to take my family in, there's $200 to go see a movie.
Right.
Family.
That's true.
Right? And then you go out there.
$7.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I went last night.
Yeah.
Last night we went in two just to go see it, one of the late showings in Berkeley. And I took my DP, actually, Danny Bonsanto. and one little thing of popcorn and two sodas and the tickets, and it was almost $50. And that's two people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It is. My my future father-in-law and future mother-in-law, mm-hmm. they go to the movies, date night, mm-hmm. pretty much every mm-hmm. Friday night. It's a mm-hmm. rare Friday when they don't. And, you know, I was thinking about that in my head, and I'm going, well, you know, and they're at a point in life, they're doing pretty good, and, you know, and mm-hmm. obviously so, to go to the movies every week.
No, that's what it used to be, dinner and a movie, right? And mm-hmm. we still enjoy mm-hmm. the movie, because, you know, having that 90-day lockout gives you the opportunity, because I'd rather much watch even, like, my movie I've seen, I don't know, 10 million times. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've seen it in pieces and bits and pieces while through the years of editing. But still, I enjoy mm-hmm. it on that big screen, and with the surround sound, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it to go see
Absolutely.
It. At least once, go see it there. And then I do that all the time with movies I like. Go see it at the theater, just enjoy it that way, and then buy the DVD or stream it, whatever, when you want to see it again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, a good thing, Anthony, if you're working on other projects and whatnot, and you have meetings mm-hmm. with people, say, yeah, just meet me at this theater or at the restaurant across the street where it's up on the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As a backdrop.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you? Oh, I didn't know my movie. Oh, yes, it is. I didn't know it was playing here. Jeez, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. But it's a good thing, because if you're writing a check, you can see how to spell my name right there on the marquee.
Right, it's right there. It's several times.
I love it. Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's fantastic. That's
been fun. It's been a great experience doing the movie.
I know we're getting close to the time, but I'm just curious, because you're such a good dynamic team, you and your daughter. Is there plans for future projects working together, do you think?
Oh,
since
absolutely. I mean, like I said, we just think light, and a lot of times we're up 2-3 in the morning. I go by your room, and I'll see. Hey, you're awake, and she goes, yeah. And then we'll talk about the project or something, and I see the rest of our lives probably continuing that way, working together.
Well, you know, hey. What works, you know.
No. We think along the same lines, but yet we have different opinions of certain things, which is good, and
right.
talk it out. And you know, everybody, like I said, and some people are saying, "Well, why are you showing bits and pieces of the movie? Don't show it because it's not done yet. It's not this and that." And they're panicking. I go, "Well, I'm just showing like to friends. I go have a couple have their home theaters, or just go mm-hmm. to their house, kind of like you said with the thing about the meetings, right?" And that's what I do. I go into like one of my clients and we watch it, and they're my target. Every one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
My target audience.
Absolutely.
Right. They're the ones who are going to go in. So.
Oh yeah. It, you know, it's fine. I did the same thing. I had a little art show at this little Italian place. Well, it was a very nice Italian restaurant. And I had a meeting I needed to do for another totally different deal. But, yeah, we met there for lunch just because I wanted mm-hmm. them to see I got things done, you know. And they knew that that's who they were going into business with, that it was going to happen, you know. Because
right.
everybody talks, you know. Visual mm-hmm. representation is really good. You know, actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I rarely meet in an office. I always like to do that. I have a lot of friends that have Italian restaurants or whatever. It's a different atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It puts everybody at ease. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The coffee never runs out. You know, that's the good thing.
Well, this is a great film.
This is a great film.
Thank you.
And, you know,
Thank you, Jamie.
You knocked it out of the park. And it just goes to show one of the things I really like about the story of how this all came together and everything is everybody in their life has those projects that maybe didn't come to completion for whatever the reason. Don't give up on those, folks. Well, maybe sometimes.
Nope.
But look at it honestly. Yeah, that it can be pulled, it can be saved sometimes, you know, and that's the thing. And it may be even, you know, this, when I heard that, I was thinking about this last night after the, or yesterday afternoon after I had Eric and everybody on. You know, I was thinking about a couple projects I've had and revisiting them. But you know what? Maybe if this condition and that condition and that condition could come together, you know, I was, whereas before I was like, ah, that project's done, you know, on to the next. And really, you spend some time and money on a project, you know, you want to look at the whole thing. If you can see, you know, really.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Well, it's absolutely, because you know, I'm financial, I'm a Wall Street guy, right? I have a financial company. We deal in stocks, and it's like when you get that call when there's those phony. I hate to use the fake news term, but you know, the news comes out that, for example, the other day, Apple tanked because of the virus, and you know, you have people that panic. Well, if you sell now, you lost. You're losing this much. When you sell, you lose. It's like the project, right? I'm just using it as an analogy, same as a project. You leave it, you shelf it, like those two you have, that money's lost. If you put some work into it, not necessarily a lot of money into it and thought, and you say, hey, you know what? I could salvage just by changing around and doing something else, just like the stock. Well, let's short it then. If you think it's going to go down instead of selling it, let's short it and keep the stock. Right. And if it goes down, you cover yourself. So there's always ways to save the project.
And, you know, and I'm not a big expert in the stock market, but I will say this. In my experience, I have found that people that panic and get real jumpy and like you were saying, want to pull out at every little thing that they see, you know, the people that have done well that I've known in the stock market, in the stock game, are people that think long-term, and they know sometimes, you know, there's peaks and valleys and things, and it isn't always the Titanic hitting an iceberg, you know, and
right.
The inexperienced usually will jump at the first sign of trouble, and yeah, you know, I mean, well, that's okay. We'll make money. We'll buy their stock and make money, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And, or it's the need for the money. Like I told him, if you have the money here
right.
that's in the market, then just it's money in the market. It's not your grocery money. Your money you need to go pay your mortgage
be.
Or your rent. It shouldn't be. No,
right.
no, I tell him absolutely because it's aggressive. And it could go up and down. And then you're gonna need it, and then you're gonna sell it. You know when you need it, you know what's gonna happen, right? The market tanks. It never fails.
Oh,
never
yeah.
fails. You That's need that money, and it's gonna go down that
no.
week, that day, that month. It's the way it works. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it definitely works 9 out of 10 that way. And it's same just money that you have that's gonna be money for an investment, just like you're buying a real estate, and you just got to keep
mm-hmm.
it there for, like you said, long term. Absolutely.
And it's, yeah. you know, and write it out and write it up. It's, you know, it's, and people, I think what it is too, is people that don't understand the money game. You know what I mean? They think, oh, it's going to be 1929 all over it. Well, no, that ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen again. You know, I mean, there's systems in place. And the key thing is never gamble with money you can't afford to lose, and you'll always
exactly.
win.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, right.
You don't
want to
live under
panic.
A bridge.
You never pull that. No. Oh, you're always under panic. It's like the people, oh, yeah, I have this much, and I need this much because I have to go buy a house or a car or anything. I go, oh, God,
right.
No.
You shouldn't be in that game,
Yeah, you shouldn't be in that game. You should just be working harder, get another job, a job that pays more, do something if you want to reach that goal. You know, not with it's almost not quite, but I don't want to say it, but it's almost like go put it on number 18, right? And just put it all there.
Well, right, yeah.
Basically the same
game. And really, but you know, a good thing too that's great about what you're doing and the small window that I've seen into, you know, you're investing in movies and, you know, other
mm-hmm.
reviews and whatnot. Multiple income
mm-hmm.
streams and stuff. Always smart. Don't put your eggs in one basket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
I want as many income streams coming in as I can have. You know, that's
right.
I like the money coming in and going out. That's personally
mm-hmm.
for me, but sometimes you have some of it go out for more. You know, I don't mind sending it out if it brings back a few friends. You know,
right. And God knows it's been happening in this movie, right? And they understand that, right? It wasn't the same.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's put in more. And then at the end, at least you have all these satisfactions of winning awards and nominations in 3 countries. So actually 4, because I just heard we're getting nominated in Nice in France too in May. So that's impressive.
Big time.
If it's, it's a lot. Well, don't get me wrong. Everybody, when they make even the smallest of movies in their mind, they're going to the Oscars. Everybody tells
right.
me different is lying. It's lying. But in reality, when you sit down and you wake up and you wake up that morning after you had that dream of the Oscars, you're going, well, you know, oh, can I get into theaters? Can I do that? To me, there was no other way. I was getting into the theaters. After we did the second round,
right.
and put in the money, and it got to be that much, I go, there's no way this thing is going. It's all or nothing now because it just got to be too big. It got to be too big. And to recoup it, we knew we had to go that route for the marketing mostly.
What?
Because we know the theaters, it's, you know, it's not the big money, but secondary. You know,
oh, it's money. It's all money. Mm-hmm. Nobody works for free. Very rarely. People, you know, it's funny. I learned this when I lived in California. When you moved, it was funny. Before I moved to California, everybody I knew was in a rock band, and everybody wanted to be a rock star, and that was the dream of everybody, all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to California, and I still knew a lot of people in that category, but I met all these film people. They all wanted to go to the Oscars. You know, if the Blair Witch could make money, then we can too. You know, that
whole
thing.
Oh yeah.
But
you
know,
marketing
interesting
money.
Oh yeah, you know, but I learned that. Yeah, you know, it's and people, you know, I would see it mentioned before, well, this went to so many film festivals. I ignorantly thought that you just send your movie to a film festival and they said thanks and watched it and gave you an award. No, it costs money to do that. I learned. I didn't know, you know.
Oh, and did you know that? Did you know the stats? It's only 1% of the films get selected for nominations. 1% of all films.
But 100% of the checks that get sent in with those movies get cashed.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. To submit them. No, it costs money to submit. And in all fairness to the festivals, it's really petty, the submittal fee. I mean, it's nothing.
Right.
It's when you get selected. Then the screen fees and stuff like that, and that
right.
hits you. That hits you hard. But then you're nominated. Then you're nominated. You're not feeling the pain. See, they know how to work it. You don't feel the
right.
pain. But the submittal fees. I encourage everybody to submit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really that much. It's tens of dollars.
Well,
under, you know, a couple $100. It's not much at all.
Again, yeah. I'm not in the movie production business or any of that. But it would seem to me the smart way to go about that. Is when you're putting your initial budget together, is say, okay, well, we have to have, you know, X percentage just for film production or and marketing and whatnot. You know, just as important as you know, filming this thing, really, the business side of it, and getting this out, getting it in theaters. Oh my gosh, and you know, I know Anthony, that's not an easy thing to do. You don't see a lot of independent films in movie theaters. You just don't. And I think there's a reason for that. Not because they're less of a product, but it's just expensive and a lot of work is what I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for those people starting out and doing that, just keep in mind if your movie costs you a dollar, the post is going to cost you two. So just so they keep it in mind, if everybody shoots a movie and says, oh, I did it for, you know, whatever, a couple hundred grand or whatever it is. Yeah, but then you better get ready at least twice that much for all the post editing. And if you go through the QC and the ratings, like you said, you think those come for free? Not even close. Those are the pricey ones.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, then you get into – you know, third and fourth mortgages on your house.
Try
selling that to your wife, you know? Oh, man.
I know. I know. No, it's true. It's a lot of money. And it's better just to get, you know, like a group of friends. A group of friends, everybody, and at a certain – that's a certain level that have that possibility, right? And saying, okay, we know it's going to be this much. We're kind of going into this blind and in a sense that we don't know what it's really going to cost. You know, you could do all the research you want, and then you say, why does a movie cost $1 million? Why does one cost $100, right? Well, some of them, you know, it's special effects and everything, but a lot of it is the marketing of it. Like you said it perfect, Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Blair Witch was, you know, like 20, 30 grand. And then, but nobody says though that the production company then bought it for $1 million, gave them $1 million,
right.
And they pumped in probably another 10, 20 to market that movie.
Right.
That's why it made all that money. Yeah.
Exactly. And things can happen. I remember it was a couple of years ago, and this was a big studio movie. You know, The Rock was in it. It was an earthquake movie or something. They would get all set to, you know, release.
Yeah.
And then there was that big earthquake in, the Himalayas somewhere over there. Tibet.
Yeah.
And they couldn't release it. They said, we got to hold off a month, you know? I bet some phones were ringing is all I'm saying in my
to have everything set up like that, the theater. I know what it is in this little tiny world of 100 that we're in, right? And it's just so much work for each one of them, send them the DCP files and getting them approved, get each one of them to run it through and the posters and this and that. It just, it's a lot of work. I can imagine with the big studio, of course they have a lot more people than Anthony working for.
Right.
but like you said, phone was ringing.
It takes somebody to pass off the tongue, you know?
Anthony
Caruso, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know, you know, it's funny, we started this show, and I'm like, hey, you good for 20, 25 minutes, Anthony? And he's like, yeah, sure, no problem. Here we are, pushing an hour. you're just fascinating to talk to. You know, you're a fascinating individual.
Thank you so much.
And Thank you. It's just a pleasure. I love the film, and I can't wait to see more because you're real good at what you do. You know, this is awesome. So keep doing
Thank you. And we'll definitely talk when I have something else that's in the works.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, Anthony.
Jamie.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, folks.
Jamie. Thank you.
Absolutely. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Man, I'm really pumped about this movie. I want everybody. I should mention we have a link up to the Emerald Run, the movie on Facebook and whatnot. I want everybody to go over there and like and share that link, you know, and definitely check out the film and whatnot. I posted last night on all my social media and Facebook and everything a list of where you can go watch the movie and whatnot. All the cities, they're all across the country. You know, this isn't just in some obscure art house, you know, in the South Bay or something. This is nationwide, baby, nationwide. So I want everybody to go check it out. This is a really good film. You can take your kids to see it. You can take your gal to see it. Or, ladies, you can take your man to see it. How about that? You know, surely you get to pick movie night one night. So there you go. You know? If it's like in my house, you get to pick movie night every time we go out. I'm kidding, kind of. But, check it out, definitely. We have this link. This, as we know, as you guys, long-time listeners know, this radio show is converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms, and that link will follow the podcast. So however in the future you're listening to the show, the link's right there. Just click on it, and, you know, it'll get you there and everything. This is, what is this? This is episode 952 of the show. Amazing. I got to pick my jaw up off the ground to know that. 952 of these, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe it. I'm so glad it is. And, you know, it's all because you guys, the listeners and everything, and you support the advertising, and it all comes together. So I really appreciate that. We will see you on Monday night. You know, I know we normally don't do a show on Monday. I take Sunday and Mondays off usually. Once a month, we do our house music show. Very good friend of mine, DJ Miss Monday out of Los Angeles. She's a house music extraordinaire. Well, she does what they call open format, which is all different kinds of, for those into the dance music scene, will know what I'm talking about. But she's very cool, and we have two phenomenal guest DJs on Monday night. DJ Miss Bliss and DJ Sophia Lynn. I think Sophia Lynn just got back from Dubai. You know, this is the level of DJs that we have on the show and whatnot. So it's a two-hour show. It's all about DJ culture and, you know, club nightlife. And it's funny because people always ask me, like, do you DJ, Jamie? And I'm like, no, I don't. But I spent two decades hanging out in nightclubs, so I know a lot about them. How about that? No, but I host the show, and we have some really good entertainment on there. And then all week long next week, we have film people, and I think we have two bands on, too, next week. Just five shows, because after that, ladies and gentlemen, is the big wedding week of me and Danny. There will be no live shows for like a week and a half, possibly 2 weeks. And, so I want to get as much in before that happens as possible. And yes, we've already got the whole month of March booked after that. So, don't worry, we ain't going anywhere. Thanks again for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Check it out. Emerald Run, it's a fantastic film, and man, Anthony Caruso, he's cool turned up to 10. When I grow up, I want his wife. It's at least his car. Check out the slideshow, folks, on the flash player there, and you'll see his car. Real nice. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.